The British government's arms deals and diplomatic relations with Israel have been thrust into the legal limelight this week. Representing a Palestinian NGO, British human rights lawyers made an application on Tuesday at the Royal Courts. They claim British support for Israel is against international law and should be subjected to judicial review.
We say that the UK is in clear breach of international law, and for some time it's had the very clearest of legal duties that it must meet. It must render aid and assistance to Israel. It must publicly denounce what's happened. It must do everything it can to ensure respect for Geneva Convention provisions. It mustn't recognise the illegality of what Israel's done.
Last month's attacks on Gaza provoked an outpouring of public support in Britain for Palestinians. A legal aid fund was established to help Gazans seek legal redress for alleged human rights violations. The fund is now financing this case.
We established the Gaza Legal Aid Fund following Israel's recent attack on Gaza. Our objectives are basically to fill a funding gap. There are so many Palestinian victims that have sought legal redress. They have sought legal action, but they haven't been able to finance it, and that's where we come in.
Tuesday's case holds three British ministers responsible for refusing to hold Israel accountable. In less than a week, the court could decide if the case will go ahead. The Foreign Office has since responded with a statement saying it has one of the tightest regulations in the world on arms sales and would vigorously defend any proceedings against its ministers.
Every application from Israel or anywhere else is judged against the criteria of whether those arms sales would contribute to either internal repression or external aggression. And if there is a risk of that, those sales do not go ahead.
If this case is successful, it could have tremendous implications. First of all, it would send a message to other Western nations who give support to Israel. And secondly, it could prevent another attack like the one in January 2009 in Gaza from happening again. Farina Alam, Press TV, London.